With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 8th chapter in the laws of Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. Rambam writes all the way at the end of the Perek, Kol HaTorah Kula, regarding all of the Torah, etc. Yischavein Shetia Oy Semucha L'Chaverta BeYoser, we should be careful that when we write the letters and the words, that one letter to the other in the same word should be very near one the other. Now, v'loy tidbakba, it shouldn't actually touch it. That's prohibited. We have to have some of the white parchment surrounding each and every letter. But the point is, v'loy tisrachek mimeno, don't write the letters one too far from the other. Why not? The Rambam explains. Kedei sh'loy tisrach hateva k'shtei teva. It's in order for one word not to have the appearance of two words, which is exactly what were to happen if you were to separate the letters a bit more than necessary. Writes the Rambam further. What happens that if im hirchik ois ma'ois, if a person did write one letter a little bit too far from the other, beyond the ideal width of a hair breadth, and now it has some appearance of two words, so what do? Paskins the Rambam that you show that word letinoik she'enoi ragel. You show it to a child that's not well read. In other words, if a child is habituated in reading this word, he will read it as one word, not because the appearance is correct, but because he's so habituated. But if a child is not ragel, then he'll have to come to the conclusion, whether it's one or two words, by its appearance, and he will determine, based on how he reads it, whether it's kosher or whether it has to be rectified. We have a very similar halacha all the way in the beginning of this series, right in Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yutes. There, it's about certain letters like a vav and a yud. If you write a yud too long, it can look like a vav. Or if you make the leg of the vav a bit too short, it can look like a yud. And if you did so, and there's a doubt whether it's the right letter or the other letter, same concept that you show it to a child, there it has to be a child that's not needing to have perfectly formed letters to be able to read it. He's already advanced enough that if it's not exactly perfect, he can still figure it out. It cannot yet be a child that understands the content of that word, because then from the content, the child will just unconsciously extrapolate and read it correctly. You have to find that type of child. He doesn't know what he's reading yet. And again, based on his reading, that will determine whether that letter and word is kosher or not. Now, these halachas that the Rambam is ruling is coming from the Gemara in Menachos, on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. Interestingly, There was a tefillin that was written, and the word vayaharoig, there was a letter vav that had a hole in it. And again, there was a question whether it's a vav or whether it's a yud. It is there that the Gemara introduces the concept of throwing it to a child. But it's very interesting that case begins with the following. Rami Bar Tamrei, says the Gemara. Rami Bar Tamrei. To who Chamua, who was the father-in-law of Rami Bar Dikule? It wasn't this father-in-law's tefillin that the vav had a hole in it and it might have looked like a yud. It looked a little bit like a yud. Now, interestingly, as many point out, we have in the tzavois of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, a concept that a father-in-law and a son-in-law should not have the same name. He actually writes that a person is not allowed to marry a woman if her father has the same name as himself. And many quote this Gemara as a challenge, as a problem to that which Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid writes. Now we have many letters of the Rebbe on this topic. Many of them were put together in Sha'arei Halacha Uminog page Pei Ches. Now, the Rebbe has various solutions. The Rebbe held that that's not a reason why not to pursue a shidduch. You can add as the first name a new name to the potential chassan, etc., etc. But in one of the letters, the Rebbe quotes a psak din from the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. And the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek writes that in a case where their names are very similar, but they're not mamish the same, quoting the words of the Rebbe, that if ein hashemois shavin mamish, then ain't shum chashash klal viklal. Then b'chlal, it's a non-issue. Now it's interesting that if you look in this Gemara I know that the father-in-law Rami and their son-in-law Rami's names sound exactly the same, but if you look in the Gemara, you'll notice that the father-in-law Rami Bar Tamre, his name is spelled Reish Aleph Memyut. The son-in-law Rami Bar Dikulei, the son-in-law's name Rami is spelled Reish Memyut. And Lechura, that's exactly what the Rebbe is alluding to, that they're not Shavin Mamish. Even if they sound alike, if they're not spelled out the same way with all its letters, then again, there is absolutely no issue. There's no problem. It does not go in any way against the Tzavois, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid.